Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
35 years ago, MIT physicist Alan Guth had an epiphany. Not necessarily the kind that we might have, as in this case, it was a theory about how our universe expanded in the milliseconds after the Big Bang. This huge scientific breakthrough would come to be called something quite mundane, inflation. But these days, it's accepted as the most plausible explanation for the evolution of the universe. In the latest installment in our ongoing occasional series, Visionaries, this morning, WBUR's Asma Khalid has this profile.
My name is Alan Guth. I'm 67 years old, they tell me. I don't think I'm really that old, but that's what they say.
Guth is a man with a tendency to laugh at himself. He jokes about his age, but he does indeed have a mop of grayish hair and a habit of poor posture. His office is in a state of constant entropy, littered with old science magazines and half a dozen Coke Zero bottles.
I think that will help. I should mention that it used to be much, much worse, and I, in fact, did once win a contest won by the Boston Globe for the messiest office in Boston.
But behind his self-deprecating humor is a brilliant scientific mind. Guth is revered by students and colleagues as a legend, albeit a modest one with humble roots. He grew up in a tiny town in New Jersey where his dad ran a dry cleaners and his mother stayed at home with the kids.
My parents were not at all involved in science. In fact, neither of them went to college.
When Guth was 16, he became interested in physics, thanks to a high school science teacher.
He did have a way of making it clear that physics isn't about things going up and down inclined planes, but physics is about really understanding reality.
And so Guth resolved at that ripe age that he would become a physicist. He says it blew his mind that he could do calculations based on a small number of principles to essentially explain the world. And to study physics, he reckoned he ought to go to MIT.
I had considered MIT a place where brilliant people came.
Guth did not consider himself that brilliant. He figured he would survive in the classroom, but shine on the sports field.
In high school, I was the best broad jumper on our team. And I kind of thought that when I got to MIT, I'd probably still be the best broad jumper. Because why do broad jumpers come to MIT? But it turned out to actually be the other way around. There was another person in my class who could jump about 3 feet further than I could.
Turns out, Guth was no good at extracurriculars.
But I still turned out to be at the top of my physics class.
In fact, Guth had such a knack for physics, he stuck around MIT for his master's and his PhD. He graduated and married his high school sweetheart. But academia can be unfriendly, even to brainy scientists. Guth bounced around from postdoc to postdoc, Princeton, Columbia, Cornell, and Stanford. During this time, Guth was trying to understand a fundamental problem in physics, how the early universe expanded so quickly from a nugget that was a billion times smaller than a single proton.
If you considered the universe 1 second after the Big Bang, the expansion rate would have to have been just right to an accuracy of 15 decimal places, or else the universe would really not work.
What he means is that if the universe expanded too quickly, it would have flown apart before galaxies could form.
And if the universe were expanding slower than we thought it was, the universe would have recollapsed before galaxies could form.
For Guth, this seemed like an inexplicable mystery of physics. But then late one night in December 1979, at his rental home in Menlo Park, California, he had a eureka moment.
I went home one night and wrote down the equations that described how the universe expanded.
At the top, in all caps, he wrote, "Spectacular realization." That became his theory called cosmic inflation. And because of that theory, he became an instant science celebrity. He went on a cross-country tour explaining his new idea.
The very last night of this trip around the country, I was at the University of Maryland, and they took me out for a Chinese dinner, which is something physicists do a lot. And my fortune said, "An exciting opportunity awaits you if you're not too timid."
And so Guth heeded that advice. He picked up the phone and called MIT, the place where he had dreamed of working.
Didn't know exactly how to phrase it, but I said, you know, you didn't have a job, so I didn't apply for a job. But if you had a job, I would be interested in it. And very surprisingly, they called me back the next day and made me an offer. for a job that didn't exist.
That was 1980, and Guth has been teaching at MIT ever since. One of his former students, David Kaiser, now a professor at MIT, says Guth isn't just smart, he's authentic.
In his own first article that introduced much of the world to this notion of cosmic inflation, he pointed out the fatal flaw for his own idea. I mean, that's extraordinary to me. I take it as a sign of his, not just his carefulness, but his really kind of relentless scientific honesty and straightforwardness.
Is equal to minus ui over u zero. And this is at t equals t naught.
On Monday nights, Guth meets with students over science calculations and pizza to dig into new research. A student, Caitlin Schutz, explains that a friend from her hometown wants Guth's autograph.
In the physics world, he's always been a rock star. Everyone was sort of waiting for when will he win the Nobel Prize, not if.
Guth's inflation theory is not fact, but it's been accepted in the scientific community as the standard explanation for the expansion of the universe. On March 17th last year, it looked like Guth finally had concrete confirmation.
Today, scientists announced they have discovered what was going on in the earliest moments of our universe, right after the Big Bang. Here's Don Daler.
A signal, a telegram from the very earliest universe, they were confirming the work of Alan Guth.
So this is a major advance in understanding how we got here.
It was groundbreaking news. A group of scientists at Harvard had allegedly found the smoking gun for Guth's theory, gravitational waves in the early universe, presumably created by inflation. But just last month, scientists admitted those little waves they saw were just dust, literally cosmic dust. It was a letdown for Guth, but he's still confident he's right about the beginning of the world. He just might have to wait a little longer for definitive proof, at least till the dust settles and current experiments offer more conclusive answers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
My name is Alan Guth. I'm 67 years old, they tell me. I don't think I'm really that old, but that's what they say.
Guth is a man with a tendency to laugh at himself.